So we were just talking to Anquan, you know, the Browns for a long time. How shocking is it to all of a sudden be in another franchise?
I don't know if shocking is the best word in my case, but just absolutely thrilled. It's surreal. It's taken a little bit to sink in, but today my wife and I were able to get out and drive around and kind of get a feel for the place. And then everyone I've met in the building and kind of learning my way around it, is all that stuff is sinking in. Man, I'm getting excited and can hardly wait for the season to get going.
How did it all come about? Did you feel like you're going to stay in Cleveland?
You know what? When things started pointing towards San Francisco, I started getting more and more excited. And when it finally went down, there was a little celebration in the Dawson house. And it's funny, my two boys can already name half the guys on the team. So that's been fun to share with them. And so the process was first class all the way through. That's a very attractive experience that a lot of players don't get to go through. Not all organizations are run the same way. So this experience was tremendous for us, and it's been just the same way ever since we got here.
Driving around, did you notice the sticker shock on some of the housing around here?
They're kind of proud of the dirt around here. it's a beautiful place, and I look forward to making it my second home.
When you saw the rain coming from the sky, did you want to go up to a Candlestick and test out the...
That's actually my plan this offseason. The worse the weather, the better chance you'll find me down there trying to kick, because I know I got a lot of work to do, a lot of information to gather, and try to figure that place out. But ultimately, it's going to come down to those 8 home games, whatever days of the week they are, whatever the weather is those days. And I'm going to have to figure out a plan that day to kick in those conditions and get the job done. And I think my experiences in Cleveland will help me because, you know, you're not kicking in an incubator. You go to a lot of these kicking camps and they teach you one way to kick. And as long as you can kick that one way, everything will be great. Well, what happens when the field's bad and now you can't take a normal plant foot, or what happens when you're aiming over here rather than right down the middle? So I tell people it's where science meets art. And so you train your body like a robot to be precise. And there's obviously technical aspects to kicking, but there's going to be those days where now you got to have a little feel and you got to be able to adapt and you got to be able to do things a little unorthodox. And that's where the art comes in. So I'll train my body and be ready to roll from a technical aspect, but there's going to be those days where I just kind of got to fly by the seat of my pants and make it up, and hopefully that ball finds its home.
You know Brad Seeley, obviously. Yep. Do you know anybody else in this organization through all your years?
Well, I know Tracy Smith, Brad's assistant, and I know of a lot of guys. Uh-huh. And having been in the league for a while, you know, you meet a lot of these coaches and you play against these players. So there'll be a lot of introductions here in the next, you know, month or so. And one of my first goals here is to earn the trust and the respect of the guys in this room and the coaches upstairs. So I'm going to do whatever I need to do to do that, and I look forward to get to know them. I mean, from what I hear, it's a great locker room, and everything you see on the field would support that as well.
Is it a little surreal to be in a different locker room after
14
years now?
It is. Yeah. But I'm not looking back. I'm looking forward, and I feel like a little kid again. This is a fresh, new start for me. I feel invigorated, and like I said, I wish the season was starting tomorrow.
You gotta like the 49ers and see Joe Nedney, Akers, yourself, all, I won't say aging kickers in this right. business, but I like the fact that they're willing to take a chance on a guy that's been around as long as you have.
Yeah, and the opportunity to play for a winner. Great organization, like I've already mentioned, but currently a team that's, you know, the elite of the elite. And I'd like to think I can contribute in my own way, in my own little lane, the opportunities that I'm given. And I'm going to be prepared and hopefully help this team go a little bit further than they did last year.
Evidently, Brad Seeley made a big push to get you here. What was your relationship like with him?
I learned a ton from Coach Seeley. I mean, you go back and look at the guys he's worked with in his career, it's a pretty good list. And so you also look at the special teams units he's put out over the decades now. They're consistently top group. So when you have an opportunity to play for an accomplished coach like that, you just kind of sit there and you just listen and you try to learn. And those 2 years I was with him, I learned a lot of football. And it's not just kicking. It's how kicking helps your special teams unit as a whole, and how understanding your opponent's kicker can help your return game. And even I can help our returners and understanding who they're going to be receiving balls from. So it was a great learning experience. He's very demanding, which I love, and there'll be no days off around here. I can guarantee you that. And I chuckled with my wife when we pulled up yesterday and I saw those extra skinny goalposts out there. He takes those dang things wherever he goes. So he's brought that to San Fran, and I'm sure he'll have me out there kicking on those things here pretty soon.
Fan bases often have a love-hate relationship with the kicker. Yep. It seems like from the reaction in Cleveland, they're you know, pretty upset to see you leave. But has it always been that kind of that love affair with them?
I had to earn the trust, like most players in this league, and I look forward to doing the same here. And you know, look, to be quite honest, I never wanted to be a kicker. Wanted to be a football player. I quit growing, so I was limited what I could do. But I became a kicker. But I've always tried to continue to approach the game as a football player, and so I'm all for people letting me have it if I miss one, and I look forward to the opportunity to earn their trust and respect and ride this ride with them.
So you don't mind making a tackle?
Not at all. Just not many of them. I'd rather us tackle them inside the 20 and yeah, high-five the guys. But, yeah, I mean, if I wasn't supposed to make a tackle, why do I wear a helmet out there? So if I need to, I'll at least try. I'll at least try.
Did you get a chance to meet Bolden just now?
I did.
What did you think?
And I'm glad he's on my team. I've been playing against that guy in our division, you know, twice a year for a while now. And he's a great football player. And he knows how to rise to the challenge at that moment in the game when your team needs a play. And not every guy in the league can do that. There's really talented guys who, you know, when it's crunch time, you're kind of looking around for where are they. Well, Anquan Bolden is the kind of guy that steps up in the crunch time and makes a big play. So I'm glad he's on my team now.
Have you talked to Andy Lee and Brian Jennings, two of the best center?
I haven't talked to him yet, but I have a bad feeling I'm going to be carrying their luggage and taking them out to eat because I'm the rookie in the group now. But what a situation to step into. Not only a great team, but to have two other specialists that I depend on to do my job who are the best, you know, in the world at what they do. So I'm gonna have to do, you know, my part to keep up with them, and it's just going to be great to get a chance to share with them.
And you already heard about the dancing before kickoffs.
Yes. Yes.
The dancing skills.
There'll be 10 guys out there dancing. Let me put it that way.
You mentioned Adam Vinatieri yesterday. Yeah. How much did you learn from him as far as bad weather kicking?
What I learned from I learned a lot of things from Adam, but the thing I took most was just the competitiveness that he brought to the game. And when you kick in bad weather, like I've mentioned earlier, you can't always do things by the book. You've just got to figure it out and get the job done. And Adam had a way of doing that. And obviously, the after I left there, the kicks he made in those playoff runs and in the bad conditions and all that kind of stuff is a testament to his ability to figure out how to get the job done on game day. And that's something I've really tried to do. And I think what you'll see with me is a certain level of professionalism, work ethic, and intensity that isn't often associated with the position I play. But that's how I approach the game, and I owe a lot of that to Adam Vinatieri.